You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And let's welcome back Wendy Pisha from Napa, UMaine. It's our pet life segment for this week. Good morning.
Good morning, Barry. How's it going?
Just hanging in there, you know.
Very good.
Another day, another show.
Yes.
And you're going to offer me a choice of topics.
I am, because this time of year there are just plenty of things to talk about. And so I couldn't narrow it down this morning. So I thought I'm just going to ask you, wildlife or spring safety tips for pets.
Why can't we do both?
Both big topics.
Okay, wildlife.
Wildlife, okay. So this time of year being springtime is the time when we see lots of babies being born, lots of baby bunnies, jackrabbits, baby birds, fledglings. And so this is the time of year also that people start to come across these babies and think that they need help when actually oftentimes they don't need help. So we end up doing a disservice to these little wildlife babies by thinking that they're abandoned because we don't see the mama around, snatching them up, and then taking them because we think, you know, they need help. And really what we're doing is we are orphaning many of them. So just a few things to consider is that if you come across little babies of any kind, just hang back far enough away and see if mama comes back, because oftentimes mama is just away, maybe getting food, or, you know, just you spooked the mama off or some loud noise or something. So, and she won't come back if you are nearby. So just leaving them be. You're also going to know if the babies need help by the condition of the babies. Don't pick them up and handle them, but a healthy, you know, well cared for baby is just going to be kind of plump and quietish and maybe pretty calm, or maybe starting to wiggle if it's starting to get hungry. But a baby that's in distress is going to be, you know, scraggly looking. It may be a single instead of with a litter, and or it could be really crying out a lot. It'll have a little sound of distress. Mm-hmm. Those are the times that you may want to hang back a little bit for a little while and then intervene. But otherwise, really, we should just leave them alone. Mm. Similarly with birds, baby fledglings, baby birds, when they are some species of birds, when they are learning how to fly, they may fall out of the nest or kind of just hang on the ground and flop around a little bit. And oftentimes it's distressing for us people. We see them and we're like, oh no, a baby fell from the nest, but it could be part of its learning how to fly. So again, don't act too quickly. Like, I think oftentimes we intervene too quickly and end up doing, you know, again, these little wildlife a disservice.
So the thinking process often is, oh my gosh, baby bird flopping around on the ground. The cat's going to get it.
Right.
I've got to save that little baby bird.
Right.
That's a bit of a conundrum, because if you know, okay, you're kind of intervening in nature.
Right.
Right or wrong.
You know, if you're hanging out and see a little baby bird around and you've got that concern, you can hang out and see if you see any cats around, and, you know, you can scare the cat away too. But if you pick up that bird, if you take it anywhere, I mean, you are intervening. Yeah. It is a challenge. Yeah. Certainly now some of those birds do get picked up by a cat. So if you see a bird that has been injured and has clearly been brought to you by a cat, that is certainly a bird that you're going to want to intervene with. In Napa, we are really lucky because we have Napa Wildlife Rescue, and they are super active. They have a property out in Carneros, and they take in injured and orphaned wildlife, rehab them, and then get them back out into the wild as best they can. And so if you have, and they have a robust website. It's got all this information, what to do if you find a bird, what to look for, how to get it back in its nest or don't get it back in its nest. Just all the information that you could possibly want is on their website. Just do a Google search on Napa Wildlife Rescue. They also have their phone number listed there. They have volunteers who can answer questions, but I think we're just really fortunate that we have such an active advocate for wildlife.
For sure. So yeah, it's hard for many people to not intervene.
I know.
Right? And anything you find needs to be rescued. And,
right.
You know, like, well, not really.
That's not always the case.
Yeah. Tough one. Do animals get more likely to, I'm not to say cause a problem, but draw attention that, of our own during the spring because of mating and nest building and
yes,
all that stuff's going
yes,
on.
Definitely. And this is when we see so many of the babies. This is the time of year you may notice that you're seeing all the baby squirrel. You're going to see a lot more squirrels running across the street. And it's just, you know, those a lot of babies, a lot of activity.
Yeah.
So yes, definitely.
Yeah. And so that doesn't mean anything is wrong. That's again, just nature taking
exactly.
its course.
Okay. And one little tip that I'm going to offer too, is that as these birds are out learning how to fly, this is a nice time to put, if you have a window that you've noticed birds have hit before, you can put, like crystals or something dangling mm-hmm. in the window mm-hmm. because it will then alert the bird that there is something there, and the bird will then avoid flying into your window.
Yeah.
So this is also the time that we start to see a lot of birds crashing into windows,
okay.
which is sad.
Yeah. So legitimately injured animal you discover is one thing. That's mm-hmm. a wildlife rescue situation.
Yes.
Not uninjured animal that just is doing natural things, leave
right.
it alone.
And you can always call Napa yeah. Wildlife Rescue if you have questions. I mean, you can tell them what you're seeing and they will offer advice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wendy Pisha from Napa UMaine. And of course, in the meantime, get your dogs and cats spayed and neutered.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One or the other, not necessarily both.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being here.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.